It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? My name is Jake Shadell. This is a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show. Hey, Thomas, how you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm excited. This is episode 129, correct?
Yep. Unless we got the numbers wrong, I believe it's 129.
It's WrestleMania weekend.
Woohoo!
Episode 129. You and I had discussed this in the past. This is a monumental episode for us. This is our big pivot, big rebrand. This is a fan cast now.
Oh my god. Right.
Talking about all
right
the shows. Dirty Jobs.
No, all the shows, all one of his
Dirty
shows.
Dirty Jobs, the other ones that he does.
No.
Whatever QVC show he was on.
We're actually not doing that. This is a bit that Thomas is doing, and we're actually not gonna ever promote that guy. And that's why his name is bleeped out every single time it's said.
Yeah, well, and now we're actually the name of the podcast is now God Bless a This is a fan cast. We talk about our favorite reality show, hosted by John Cena.
It's not that, actually. We do talk about our favorite reality show, which is Survivor. Nope. It's Survivor. speaking of our favorite reality show, which is Survivor, this season's called Ghost Island. So my question for you this evening, we are recording on a Saturday evening, which is rare for us.
Early edition of the podcast.
In the last 3 weeks.
This is both Survivor After Dark and early edition.
Yeah. This is, I think, 3 weeks in a row we have recorded on different days.
Yep. We're switching it up on you, you know, yeah. We're trying to keep things fresh.
Yeah, that's how you keep a relationship exciting.
Yeah, you gotta spice it up. Try some new positions. And in this case, I mean days.
And positions, and we're sitting across a table from each other this time. And not across a lake.
Yeah.
Do you usually sit when we're recording?
I'm usually, like, lying down like a piece of shit on my bed.
Yeah, your audio track is sometimes really hard to edit because of that. It's fine, whatever. Nobody listens to this show. I'm always sitting down. I'm always in pajama pants, usually. Always having a nice cup of coffee.
Sure. That's some good.
That was fun to listen
some
to,
good
right?
Good Foley work right there.
Some good Mick Foley work, WrestleMania.
Mm.
Anyway, Thomas, did you watch Survivor Ghost Island last night?
Mick Foley work more like Mick Foley shoot.
That's stupid.
Yes, I watched Survivor last night. My roommate is staring at me after that joke, which is exactly the response I wanted. So, actually, no one's allowed to be mad at me. The joke was good.
Nobody's mad at you. We're just disappointed. I came over to Thomas's house this evening. And Patrick said, I'll let you do your thing. And I said, you don't want to be on it? And he said, not really. I'll just go in another room. And then he said, actually, I'll hang out here and play video games. So, we have an audience. So, pressure's on. Thomas, make some good jokes.
This is a live episode. This is our first ever live podcast.
Our first ever live episode. Patrick, how much did you pay for tickets for this very exclusive show?
$20.
$400 a month.
That was my price.
That's the retainer fee, so that maybe at some point during that lease, you get to have a live DYWSLN experience.
DIYWSLN. Ooh, our show has a bad title, I'm realizing.
Yeah.
Every time I say it out loud, I'm like, this is not good. This week's episode of Survivor Ghost Island was called Gotta Risk It for the Biscuit. How you feel about that one?
Solid title.
It's actually pretty good.
Pretty good title.
It's like two in a row that are actually really good.
Yep.
No surprise, the season is good.
It's a good season.
What do you think they did? Who do you think they fired? I guess if we knew the crew members' names, it would be easier.
They fired Mark Burnett.
Maybe? I have no idea how involved with this show he is.
I don't think they can fire. I think he's just a producer. I don't know what firing him would do, but The only people behind the scenes I know are him and Jeff Probst. So.
I do love Jeff Probst.
And they're definitely not firing Jeff Probst.
They would. I don't even know what this show would look like without Jeff Probst. I think people would. I honestly believe people would stop watching if
I
Jeff
do too.
Probst wasn't the host anymore.
I absolutely believe that.
Alright, so we start off on the Malolo tribe. Michael calls tribal council depressing and goes looking for an idol. And he finds the fucking stick from Survivor Micronesia, which is great.
The fucking stick.
The fucking stick. It's
otherwise known as a dildo.
It's the Survivor dildo, yeah. The fucking stick was a fake idol that Ozzy made and then planted and drew a face on it.
Yeah.
And then, I think his name was Jason, picked it up and gave it to Eliza to be like, here's an idol. And she looked at him and said, this isn't an idol. He goes, what is it? It's a fucking stick. It's a classic Survivor moment. And I'm really glad they brought it back. The paperwork tells him that this stick has matured into a real idol over the last decade. It also says that the only three people who have ever touched this idol have been voted out immediately after touching it.
Yeah.
Great. I love it.
Gotta reverse the curse.
Gotta reverse the curse. That was the name of the first episode, probably. Excuse me. Let it go straight into the reward challenge. The winners get kebabs, which we did not predict. Neither of us predicted kebabs.
No.
So no points on that one.
Yeah, there were no beverages with this, and I felt very insulted.
There were no burgers.
No burgers, no...
No burgers, no beverages, no tools to build a shelter.
Yeah, yeah. No bocktails.
No bocktails.
Red bee emoji.
Yeah. I think people got it. We have a very youthful audience. Probably nobody ever emails us, so who knows?
Yeah. Everyone that listens to us is a hype beast. They're all wearing, like, Supreme or...
Obey
or yeah. Whatever, yeah.
Everybody who listens to us is 18 to 16 years old.
Yeah.
And we're their hip dads or older cousins.
We're really, like, the no jumper of the... Of the reality TV podcast game,
yeah.
Except that neither of us is a horrible rapist, so that's good.
Yeah, that I think you could say that we're probably the most woke podcast when it comes to sexual assault.
Not being rapists.
Yeah, not, when it comes to not being rapists, we're
the gold standard.
Yeah. Treat others as you want to be treated. The winners get kebabs. The tribes each have to balance a disc and then stack a bunch of blocks while spelling the word reward. This is one of my favorite types of challenges.
It's a good challenge.
I like having to work together like this for a singular goal. I guess that's just every challenge, but this one in particular is good. At one point, Angela calls Michael James, the person they voted out last week.
Uh-oh.
Let's get Angela out.
Angela is not long for this game.
Well, she's pretty old, remember. It's easy for her to forget things. She's like 42. That's pretty
over
old.
The hill. I mean, you got to take them out behind. You know, you just got to take them out back and put a bullet in them.
They shoot horses, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, it's for Patrick. Naviti wins. Yanua takes second, meaning Malolo loses yet another challenge. Naviti decides to send Kellen to Ghost Island because she's already been there, and they want it to remain a mystery for everybody else.
I think that's an incredibly dumb.
Right, like, everybody already kind of knows what Ghost
people
Island
know,
is.
People know, yeah, like, I think people have a general idea of what it is, and it's like, going there and knowing what it is not necessarily an advantage in and of itself.
Yeah, it's like...
Depending on if you get a reward there, like, that is potentially an advantage, but like...
Yeah, like, hey, Kellen, since you already might have an advantage, why don't you get another one?
I think they just pretended there was some sort of strategy to it.
Yeah, I think they just don't like Kellen.
Yeah, it could be. The thing is, though, is, like, sending someone to Ghost Island now, at this point, like, you're not keeping them out of a tribal, so they're
right.
Just gonna be back, like...
Yeah. I guess it's not good for your social game, which Kellen alluded to her first time going, but at the same time, yeah, if you're still in the votes, and you, at this point in the game, they're, like, 2 weeks in... You've got pretty strong bonds with everybody.
It's worth the trade-off, especially heading towards the merge. It's like, if you can get an advantage out of it, that's really big and mm-hmm. might actually, you know, get you on the jury or better.
Yes. Before we talk in depth about what happened on Ghost Island, Donathan says that he's very happy with his performance in the challenge and says he was really confident in himself. So, Donathan, not winning this game.
No. Kiss of death.
Mm-hmm. Over on Ghost Island, Kellen recognizes that this is quickly becoming an individual game and decides to play the game, which she did not play the first time. She wins the steal-a-vote advantage that Michaela missed during Game Changers.
Truly a cursed image.
I like seeing Michaela back. I don't like that this is what they brought back for her. But it's okay.
Also, this is definitely not going to backfire on Kellen, as it never does.
No, the extra vote, always is helpful.
At least, like, you have the benefit of stealing it from someone else.
You know what I was thinking while watching this episode? Is the idea is that you reverse the curse of every cursed item, which is, like, a great reason for the season. It's not the phrase I meant to use, but you know what I mean. But the thing is, only one of these people is going to win, which means 17 of the items that they have will still be cursed, will still not be successful in their in the long run.
I think the idea of reversing the curse is just using them in a way that doesn't blow up in your face.
I prefer an all-or-nothing approach when it comes to playing Survivor.
So you think there should only be one idol the entire game?
Yeah, absolutely. If you win the first immunity challenge, you're good for the rest of the show.
Yeah, that's how it should be.
Yeah. Navidi tribe, Bradley tries to get Donathan's attention and ends up clapping at him to get his attention.
Well, okay, that doesn't sound good. That's honestly too generous to Bradley. Bradley is attempting to order Donathan, like he is his servant, to start doing something for him, and then claps at him. And understandably, everyone is very put off by this.
I know last week we complained a lot about Chris and how much he sucks and how much we want to punch him in the face. I would take Chris over Bradley in a heart.
100% of the time. He actually contributes to how your team does.
And he's just kind of a doofus.
Yeah, like, he's
well-meaning.
He's just like a stupid, self-absorbed guy. But he's not, like, a mean person.
Bradley is mean and is aware that he is mean, but does nothing to change it.
Yeah, like, they literally have an aside with him where he says, I'm just trying not to be, like, a dick.
Yeah, but he says, the biggest challenge for me out here is to not be a dick.
That's he's like that, challenge? And basically says, like, that's ruined all of my social relationships up to this point.
I looked it up, because I couldn't remember if he was, like, 21 or...
He's, like, 26 or something.
He's like, yeah, he's, like, our age. Like, you should know by now.
Yeah, he's a piece of shit.
He just sucks. Documic, Libby, Chelsea, and Donathan all complain about Bradley.
You know what's a good sign for your prospects? When every other person on your team has to basically hold a meeting to say how much they hate you.
Yeah. And then they still edited this episode, like, maybe Bradley won't be going.
I mean, they have to, right? Like, you have to inject some tension into it, even if no one's buying it. Make you fear the worst that they won't actually vote him out.
Donathan and Documic agree that if they lose, Bradley will be the first out. But at the same time, Documic might want to stick with the original Navidi. Who even remembers who's on that tribe?
No reason to do that at this point, especially with the three tribes. It's so fragmented.
It sounded very much like a producer's asking him, don't you want to stick with the original Navidi, though?
And him being like, well, I could see why that would be potentially advantageous.
Yeah. At the Yunua tribe, they celebrate Wendell's girlfriend's birthday. Her name is Nicole, and they say Nicole a lot. They say Nicole a lot before they mention who Nicole is.
Yeah. I'm into it. I think that's very sweet that he had
a party for his
girlfriend.
Yeah, and she won't know about it for 6 months.
Yeah, well, it's a nice moment. That's you can tell that he really likes his girlfriend.
Yeah, it made me think, hey, maybe Blood vs. Water 3. Maybe they're getting ready for that.
That'd be cool. My only problem with it is Wendell's supposed to be about... you know, he's supposed to be living that ballless life.
Yeah.
Lifestyle. Yeah. And basketball never sleeps. Kobe, how my ass tastes. But I don't know, I think catching feelings for anything but basketball, like, I think that's making you weak.
Well, he only plays basketball 5 times a week. And really, 7 days without basketball makes you weak, but with an A.
It makes 1 week.
Yeah, so, you know, he's got 2 days for Nicole, and I think that's enough. 2 days for Nicole, 5 days for basketball.
It's like a version of Friday I'm in love, but it's just like Monday, basketball, Tuesday, Wednesday, basketball, Thursday, Friday, basketball, Saturday and Sunday,
is for Nicole.
It's for Nicole. Bram, 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 bram.
Wendell realizes that eating the kebabs will make people tired, so he goes looking for an idol while everyone naps. He's so smart.
He's good.
He's really good.
Like, I'm excited.
Plugging into that little micro moment in the tribe.
That
day,
little
moment. Didn't mean to use that term. Okay. So he finds a clue, and then he finds Eric's immunity idol, also from Micronesia.
Micronesia.
I knew you were going to say that. I should have just said Survivor 16. He finds the immunity idol, which Eric gave up in the final five tribal council. And then was immediately voted out. Without a doubt, the dumbest move in Survivor history. People, there's a lot of debate. Oh, was Lauren's giving up the shell in Triple H the worst thing? Was Eric's giving up his immunity idol at Final Five the dumbest thing? Was whatever the dumbest thing? No, it's when the only man in the Final Five gave up immunity. And then was voted out. That was so stupid.
How you think that's going to go, brah?
So now Wendell's got hidden immunity idol. But it's big as fuck, so he's got to hide it well. Isn't Wendell just so good? Isn't he such a good player?
He's good. I'm excited to pick him once we hit the merge.
I mean, I hear you, but the thing is, he's just, like, too likable, right? And they're probably going to see him as a big threat because he plays basketball all the time. Constantly trying to get a pickup game going, and they're like, we don't have enough people, we don't even have a ball, this isn't Gilligan's Island, Wendell, stop pushing basketball on us.
Stop breaking our ankles.
You're no AI. Artificial intelligence, great movie. Over on the Malolo tribe, Desiree says that they're cursed, and they decide to burn the tribe name off of their flag in order to break the curse. It's good. It was a good moment.
Yeah, it was fun.
Then at the immunity challenge, they have to jump into the water, grab a bunch of rings, and toss them onto a post. Wendell throws the last ring they need to win and turns around before it even lands on the post because he has so much faith in his shot.
He does the Nick Young thing, but it doesn't ring back out like the Nick Young shot.
He's like, oh, it's going. And he just moves and they win.
Yeah, he did. The classic Steph Curry move.
Yeah.
Extremely cool.
Yeah. I mean, he's just the best. Wendell's just the best. I love Wendell. So happy to see him make it to the merge.
He's been Steph Curry with a shot, and that's why he's going to be even more excited when the reward next week is Drizzy Drake, Aubrey Drizzy Drake Graham, and the Toronto Raptors. They're all going to be there. All your favorites, Jakob Poeltl, DeLon Wright, Lorenzo Brown,
Vince Carter,
Lucas Nuera, past and present, the Oakman.
Oh, yeah, when Jeff Probst says all of the Toronto Raptors, he means
every single
all
person
of the
that's
Toronto
ever
Raptors.
Andrea Bargnani, the Oakman, Charles Oakley, Del Curry, Steph Curry's father will be there.
Yeah.
And
not only just the basketball players, any Raptor that was in the Toronto area. In the Toronto area back in the day when dinosaurs roamed the earth.
Yeah, they're all going to be there.
They're going to reanimate them.
It's going to be very exciting.
I'm excited.
One of the Jurassic Park Raptors we made ate Drake.
Well,
the thing's ruined.
And Malolo burning its flag worked out. They did break the curse. They took second place, which means they get immunity as well. You know, with three tribe seasons, I think one immunity... Second place person has to vote out one person. Third place person has to vote out two people.
That is an interesting thought, except that all of the tribes have, like, five people now, so...
Okay, well, 30-person season...
If you start, with 10-person tribes, I think that'd be interesting, but...
Libby says, Bradley has been disrespecting our tribe, and someone like that doesn't deserve an alliance. Hey, some words from Libby, that's cool.
Yeah, you can't be a guy who doesn't do anything to help anyone, and then is also like, also I'm in charge. Like, you can't be that person.
Yeah, it doesn't make
sense. Or at the very least, you need to be nice if you're that person.
Right, yeah, there's a way to balance that. Like, Boston Rob was definitely the leader throughout his fourth season, which he finally won. But people liked him. He was, like, a likable, charming person. So it was okay that he was, like, bossing people around and telling them not to go eat the fish that the other tribe members got. That was a real thing.
Yeah, I'm sure that was some high-stakes drama.
Yeah,
didn't Bradley at one point say he wanted to be, like, the Boston Rob of this season?
Everybody says they want to be the Boston Rob of this season, but nobody is. Only Boston Rob is Boston Rob.
Yeah.
When's he coming back? Probably never.
I mean, yeah, I think he's probably had enough shots. He's had enough bites at the apple, considering he won.
He won, and also his fiance or his wife won. When they played together, and he took in second place.
So he probably got the second place money that year, too.
Which is $100,000 or $500,000.
So, yeah, I think he's doing okay.
Yeah, he's probably all right. And they were on the Amazing Race and might have won that also. Boston Rob's doing okay. Yeah. Over on the Navidi tribe, Documic considers keeping Bradley, because original Navidi, a very real plot line. He, Donathan, and Bradley all agreed to vote Libby. Chelsea tells Bradley that she is willing to vote Libby as well, but then goes and tells Libby that she's actually voting for Bradley.
My favorite part of that is how you can tell from, like, obviously, you know, it's, like, dramatic. One of the nice things about reality shows is that you get some nice dramatic irony because you know something that someone else on screen doesn't.
Yeah.
And it was great because Bradley did not suspect this at all, and you could see, like, Donathan just being, like, everyone looked so happy having this conversation because they were like, I can't wait to vote this fucker out.
You have to weigh a lot of things when you're deciding to vote somebody out. Like their physical strength, their strategic strength, their likability. But it really comes down to if you're an asshole or not.
Well, the nice thing about Brad is that he has none of those qualities.
Yeah.
So,
I could see him maybe being a strategic threat if he were nicer.
Yeah, I think...
If you were just, like, nominally nicer.
He did a good job of keeping that Navidi alliance together on the last Malolo tribe.
Yeah.
But, like, as soon as they got separated, he
had no power. He had no purpose.
And he did nothing to maneuver. Like, at that point, you need to pivot and you need to, like, change how you're playing the game. And he just didn't.
He was just confident in where he was in the game. And was willing to believe people's lies. Really, looking back at his game, he was very stupid.
It's really weird that the narcissist was very willing to believe that, like, he was good and everyone liked him.
Documic doesn't trust Libby, but does not like Bradley. Okay, yeah.
That's the thing, like, Libby at least you can keep around.
Yeah, and Libby is, like, an easy vote moving forward because you can tell she's a strategic threat and is very charming and very likable. So at any point, people are like, maybe no on Libby. Then it's going to be like, all right, we flip the switch. Libby's gone.
It'll be interesting to see if that happens. Because I think
Libby will take fifth or sixth.
I was going to say, I think she's got potential to actually make it quite a ways.
Yeah. I would not be surprised if she won. I don't think she will.
No, I don't think
she'll make it to the last half of the merge.
I don't think she'll win, but I think she'll at least make it to the merge.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about the wildlife shots.
Alive.
There were some dolphins, there was a fish, we saw some ants on a dead crab, saw both a white tip and a black tip shark.
Yeah, baby. We've talked about both of them.
We have talked about both sharks. They're both sharks. Saw a brown and yellow snake, we saw a black and white finch type bird, saw a crab, a snake, a cockroach, don't see those a lot. And a Pacific Reef Heron. Have we talked about the Pacific Reef Heron in the past?
I don't think we have, and a heron is one of my very favorite kinds of birds.
I think you've mentioned that. I think we've talked about a type of heron.
I don't think this one, though.
No, maybe not this one. So
you said it was a Pacific Reef?
Pacific Reef Heron.
I was hoping it was Pacific Rim Heron, where it was like, it was a heron that had two people inside of it that were controlling it together.
And they're also 800 feet tall.
And they had to fight a kaiju.
Yeah. That is a movie I would see. I'm not seeing the second Pacific Rim, but if they bring in some herons for the third one, I am buying the first ticket.
I can't believe, by the way, the second Pacific Rim is like an hour and 40 minutes.
Really?
I mean, like, I'm not complaining about that. I just think it's weird that, like, a blockbustery movie is, like, actually a tight, like, 90 minutes, basically. Yeah. Like, 90 to 100. But yeah. I think that's more an indication of they probably ran out of money.
Maybe. Or maybe it's, like, an art film this time.
Yeah, maybe.
All film is art.
I heard it was okay.
So is the first Pacific Rim.
Yeah. I like the first Pacific Rim.
I think I saw it one time and was like, this is not as good as people say it is, and so I've never watched it since. I think I might have just been in the wrong state of mind at the time.
You can't, it's a very dumb movie, mm-hmm. and you need to know that, but, like, also it is very charming and fun.
Yeah. So the Pacific Reef Heron is a medium-sized heron, 57 to 66 centimeters in length, wingspan between 90 and 110 centimeters. Sounds like they should hook up with Wendell and get a game of basketball.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Got a real rim protector right there.
The species displays an unusual non-sexual dimorphism, with some members having entirely white plumage and others, the larger portion, being a charcoal gray, which is the one we saw in the episode. The reason for the color variation or morph is unknown. Like, sometimes I read these Wikipedia articles, and I'm like, what are these scientists doing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they haven't had enough time. They're like, oh, we'll come back to it.
Yeah.
We've got other animals.
Put it on the to-do
list. Other animals to figure things out about.
It is thought to be related to camouflage, I guess. They have short yellow legs.
Short legs?
They have short yellow legs.
That's interesting. Herons usually have longer legs.
They have very long necks.
Ah.
These birds. Although this picture on Wikipedia, the one they... Maybe it's just a bad angle, but it looks like it has no neck at all. Who knows? They eat fish, crustaceans, and mollusks. Of course, it's a bird that lives in the sea. They lay clutches of eggs year-round in colonies in the jungle between palms, mangroves, and cavities of old buildings. Two or three palish green, they lay eggs, and they fuck, and it's fine. 28-day brood period. What's a brood period? I have never heard that term before. Parents give the chicks 5 weeks of support. They are of least concern when it comes to being threatened. Good stuff. That's the Pacific Reef Heron. A bird. The end.
A good bird.
A good, good bird. Okay, let's get into this tribal council, which was so crazy. Bradley says that the new relationships have taken over the original tribe relationships. Bradley says that the five of them are getting along swimmingly.
This was great.
Yep. I saw him say that and I thought, does he realize that he's lying? Libby says about voting out Morgan that it felt right at the time and it still feels right. See, this is why Libby is good.
Yep.
She's like, yeah, I fucking voted her out. I'd do it again.
Bradley was like, things are great. I love it on here. I'm excited to not be voted out. Now mm-hmm. I'm going to take a big sip of coffee.
Bradley says he hates playing devil's advocate just as much as the next person.
This was the least believable sentence that anyone has ever said, because he immediately, like, he would not, at the minute that he said that, he would not shut up.
Yeah.
I hate it. I'm going to do this forever.
Yeah. When he said that, I was like,
anyone that says they hate playing devil's advocate loves playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, because people who love playing devil's advocate thinks that people who hate it would say, I hate this.
Yeah, it's like, I understand that people hate that I do this, yeah. But I love doing it, and I'm going to do it.
Chelsea subtweets Bradley right in front of him and says, you have to be aware of your behavior.
That was so good, where they were just like really, really just fucking owning him right to his face. And he was like,
get out of here.
Good point. Can't wait to vote Libby out.
You really have to be aware of how cute and blonde you are.
Yeah. Libby needs to be more aware of how much everyone wants to vote her out.
Yeah. So they all vote. Libby gets a vote from Bradley, and Bradley gets all the rest of the votes.
He's Bradley's gone.
Gone, finally.
He doesn't get to be on the jury. He's just fucking out of here.
Yes, I'm so happy with that. So, something I realized this week while watching Ghost Island, do you know where Jeff Probst stayed while while hosting this show.
Where?
Host Island.
Have you, Jake, have you seen, there is video, there was some, it was that weird Trump event that the poker player from that one season of Survivor.
Yeah, your favorite contestant ever.
It was like her and a couple other people were at it, but that was the one that Dan Ninen was headlining.
I saw that joke from Dan Ninen.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, because I think Patrick just had the same reaction that the guy filming, the best part about that is there's a guy filming his set, and when Dan Ninen made his fucking Samsung, you know, like, actually it wasn't a bomb that went off in the dumpster outside my apartment, it was, someone was trying to charge a Samsung Galaxy S7.
God, that joke is so bad. Okay.
Yes, okay, so he says this, and, well, I mean, he makes up for it with that delivery, but, yeah. The minute that he delivers the punchline, the guy that is filming this in whatever place they're at just goes, ugh. Like, and you can hear it on camera. It's fucking amazing. And no one laughs.
Why, though? It's such a great joke.
Such a good joke.
Like, why would you even be charging your phone behind a dumpster?
100% clean comedian, Jake. I'm sorry that you're jealous of him. You're now going to be on his email list forever where he tells you how successful he is and that he drives a Tesla.
Well, can't argue with that, I guess. Okay, Thomas, let's get into the points we won this week. You got a point for Desiree surviving.
Yeah, I'm very glad Desiree is not dead.
Yeah, more like Desiree. But not yet. Not yet, she's still around. And you also got a point for Yanua winning reward. No cocktails at the thing. Navidi did not win immunity. Wendell did not go to Ghost Island. Chris was not voted out. You now have 16 points. That's great, though. You should be really happy with
it. How many points did you get, Jake?
Okay. Well, you remember I had 15 points last week.
Yes.
So I got a point for Wendell surviving. Great basketball player. Wonderful guy. Got a point for Jenna surviving. Also a wonderful person. I got a point for Navidi winning the reward. Got a point for Yanua winning immunity. So I'm at 19 points now. Ooh, wow, so good. Such a good number of points. So many more points than you have. I mean, I don't mean to brag, but I do have more points than you.
There's plenty of time, Jake.
I mean, we're halfway through the season. Plenty of time. So, I mean, I just, like, my lead continues to advance. It continues to get bigger. But anyway, next week is the merge, so it's time to pick some new people. Both of my picks survived.
I mean, that doesn't matter now.
I know, I'm just happy. I don't think that's happened since we've started keeping score.
Sure. I'm going to pick Wendell to win.
It's a fucking stupid move. You know he's getting voted out first. Okay, I'm going to pick, let's see, who's left? I'm going to pick... I'm looking at the cast list right now.
You know what? Actually, if I'm assuming you're going to pick Wendell if I don't.
No, I'm not picking Wendell. I think Wendell's a terrible
match. Oh, of course. I should just stick with Wendell. I'm tempted to take Dokumek.
I think they're pushing him too hard to be.
Yeah, leader. I think that's kind of where I'm at. I might regret that move.
Yeah. So you're sticking with Wendell?
Yeah, I'm sticking with Wendell.
I'm going to go with Kellen.
Yeah. I sincerely hope you're wrong.
Why?
I don't hate Kellen. I just don't particularly like her.
I think she has a lot of potential. I think she is growing. I just rewatched the Koh Rong finale. Or not the finale, but the final Tribal Council. And Scott and Jason talked about how Michelle started off a little shaky, but then grew as the game went on in her gameplay. And I think that's Kellen's place in this game. She's a little nervous, a little shaky, But she's slowly figuring things out, and she's gaining momentum as the game goes on. So I'm going to stick with Kellen.
Okay, well, I think she's going to have another divorce. She's going to divorce from this game. Okay. Her and this game are going to separate.
Okay, I guess we'll see. Okay. So, with this week being the merge, that means we're going to get a new tribe name and tribe color. What do you think, for a point, the new tribe color will be?
I think it is going to be black.
Well, that's a solid choice. I think it will be... I didn't even think about black. I think it'll be blue, I guess.
It seems like you've put a lot of thought into this.
Well, you said black, and then I'm looking at the Wikipedia article right now, and there's just a TBA column for the merge, and it's in black. So I'm like, oh, is that what they're doing? Alright, who do you think will win the first individual reward? Assuming there is one, but remember, it's the merge, so it probably won't be.
There probably won't be. They'll probably just, the stake authority will be there or something. Yeah. I guess for reward, I'll say Chris wins the reward.
I'll go with, do they do balance ones this early in the merge? Not really, right?
Maybe. They might.
I'll say Wendell.
Okay.
But I also don't think that they're... No, you know what my prediction for the reward will be? No one wins the reward challenge because there's a merge feast.
No.
Why?
You can't... Because that is too... That is lessening the risk too much because that's a likely outcome. You can't... You can't do that because that would be a bullshit way for you to get a point. You have to pick someone. If there is a merge feast... Then neither of us gets a point.
Okay, fair enough. I think the Pacific Reef Heron will win one. let's say Michael wins reward. The reward, in addition to the merge feast, will be Thomas. You are the one to pick first.
I think this can be something that is obviously in the feast or whatever. Like,
yeah, let's say either way.
I think there's gonna be beer there.
I think there's gonna be burgers, burgers.
That's some hamburgers there.
Look, hamburgers is always a good choice.
Always a good choice. It might be there, might not. We'll see. Mm-hmm. But
okay, immunity. First individual immunity.
I think Wendell's coming out strong.
Okay.
I like my pick. I'm confident in him. I think he's going to win the first individual immunity.
Thomas, did you just hear what you just said?
Yes.
Okay. Good luck.
You can feel free to write down the time of this, and if he gets voted out this week, then you can play that over this.
I will.
Me saying that I'm confident.
I absolutely will. I think... Documic will win the first individual immunity challenge. Who do you think will be sent to Ghost Island?
I am going to say that Libby gets sent to Ghost Island.
I could see that. I think it will be... I think Chelsea. Look, she's had her coffee. It's about time we see some more of her. And now, Thomas, you might remember this coming episode. There will be 13 people left at this tribal council, which means it's Documic's first opportunity to use his legacy advantage. For a point, do you think he will use it?
I don't. I think he's fairly comfortable and has a pretty wide array of social connections he's made thus far.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he's going to use it just yet. I think he's holding that one long term.
I am also going to say no. Who do you think will be voted out first?
I'm going to stick with Chris. I don't have him winning immunity. There's always a chance he's going to win individual immunity because he's a good athlete. But I think if he doesn't, I think he's out of there.
Okay, I think it's very obvious who's going first in the merge, and that's Wendell.
Piece of shit.
Like how you get mad at me as if I'm predicting anything.
No, it's not the predicting. It's just that you would put that out there into the universe. Like, why would you want Wendell to get eliminated?
I don't want Wendell to be eliminated, but I do want the point. I do want to be proven right. All right, Thomas. It's about time we tell you about the challenge here on this segment called The Challenge Chunk. Four people were eliminated from the final, which means there are four people left. And those four people are... I didn't write this down, so I'm just trying to remember. Cara Maria, Kayla, Zach, and... somebody else.
Who's the British guy?
Yes, Kyle. I think that was his name.
So Leroy is now... That's
Leroy
a
Leroy, unfortunately, did not make it. He is not a very fast runner, apparently. But that's okay. I expect the Kara.
Also, Cam is gone. That's fine.
Cam did not make it. Cam, she got a penalty and didn't complete it in time.
Chaos Cam.
Cool Cam.
Kill a Cam.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Use the hashtag FigTales on X3 so Figgy Tails can be on the next season of the channel.
FigTales. I think I've probably said this on the podcast before because we've talked about Tails.
If you're gonna say that we should use the DuckTales theme, don't worry, it's already in there.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I think probably the season that Tails was on, I mentioned this, but do you know the Sonic the Hedgehog character Tails?
Of course. That's why we called Jay Sonic.
Do you know what his canonical real name is? It's not Tails. Tails is his nickname.
Yes, I do, but I can't place it right now.
His name is Miles Prower.
Yes, we did talk about
Miles
this.
Per
yes.
hour.
Yes, that's so good.
I don't know why. That's really dumb. It's
you know,
just...
that's actually also the main character's name in Baby Driver. Did you know that? His name's Miles Prower. Great flick.
That's why everyone was calling him Tails.
Yeah. Tails Driver. Love that movie.
I did think it was weird that he kept saying, gotta go fast, whenever he was driving.
Well, because he's a driver. Nobody thought about it in the movie because he's a driver.
I also thought it was weird that he was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I mean...
And that there wasn't a car. There wasn't a car they would just get on his back whenever
his back
he was running.
Super fast.
I thought that was a little weird, but...
I think it worked within the context.
I don't know why I've never really interrogated that part of the movie until just now.
It's a fun movie, so you don't think too much about it.
Yeah, I think good filmmaking, you know, these things sort of progress naturally. They did a good job of really just immersing us in that world.
Right, it made sense within
Sonic is a getaway driver, except he doesn't drive a car. He has people hop on his back and he runs away.
Driver, great flick, love it.
Good stuff.
And then I also love how you saw Tails just in the background kind of running around.
Yeah, yeah. He would, like, run into stuff. He's hard to control.
Yeah, he is. You can follow us on Twitter, DYWSON is the Twitter handle for the show. You can follow me on Twitter, Jake Scheidel. Thomas, you can follow Thomas on Twitter.
@TomNotTom.
Facebook, you know how that website works. They steal your government secrets. Did you watch last night at gmail.com? Email us, tell us how old you are, and then write nothing else in the email.
Don't give us your birthday. We don't want that.
We don't want your birthday.
We just want to know how old you are. We just want you to say, I am, and then whatever the number you are.
You don't even have to say, I am. If it's just the number, we'll get it.
Yeah. We'll know.
Did you watch last night at gmail.com is the email. Shoot us a review on iTunes. 5 stars for that. And as always, have a great summer.
Deuces. When you're on.
Ready to go.
I'm always
Are
ready.
Because, like, sometimes I call you and you don't answer.
I'm always ready for you.
I mean, I appreciate hearing that, but I don't totally buy it. Because right now you're just, like, going through Instagram stories.
Yep.
So it's like, are you...
I mean, look, that doesn't mean I can't talk.
Suppose. I want you... Hey, since we're looking face-to-face, I want you to stare into my eyes the entire time.
Can't break eye contact.
I refuse to look at anything but you.
How's that coffee, bud?
It's tasty.
Mmm.
I love a good slurp.
Good stuff right there.
Love coffee.
Don't even talk to me until I've had it.
You know, coffee is it's really just bean water. I don't know why people love it so much. Actually,
You make a fine... I'm gonna have to say that next time I have coffee anywhere. Just be like, you brew a fine cup of bean water.
Anytime I walk into a coffee shop, I'm like, I don't know why these people are so excited. It's just bean water.
You dumb. I love coffee. Me, smart, and good.
I love bean water.
I love bean water.